Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Well, actually, we are going to be doing the State of the Big Bap Show. And so, shout out to, what's her name, Tanner Adele?
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Tanner Adele. So we have been doing this thing about our life this week, and we have been intentionally listening to new music. So I would like to thank Beyonce for giving me a reason to go out and listen to other female country artists that were African-American as we participated in African-American Heritage Month as we move into this new month of March. But that was that Buckle Bunny has been the preferred song in the car for the last 5 consecutive days. So welcome to Fuck It's Friday. I am your host, Big Bap. Now, understand, Friday's show is a little bit different. There is no script except for today. We will have one thing. I will address the state of the Big Bap community. And if you don't know what that is, welcome to the show. This is where once a year I go through and I make sure that I answer all of the questions, concerns, and great things that everybody would like to talk about throughout whatever. But I'm going to dedicate a song real quick before we get started because we got so many things to come in and talk about tonight. But I'm going to dedicate this song. We're going to get started because this year is about me. It's about my group. It's about my tribe. It's about my family. It's about my community. So I always there's one person that I always like to celebrate when I start my life, my day, my year. And it's my favorite person. This is absolutely, and people get mad at me, and they say, you can't say you have a favorite, and it's not my favorite sister. This is my favorite person. It just so happens to be my sister. This is my absolute favorite person. And here's why. When I was seven. Technical difficulties. One of our mic situations was acting a little stupid, so we went ahead and moved that out the way. So we're going to get back to a little bit of fun here. But my baby sister was absolutely my favorite person of all time. And so this song is dedicated to her because this is the nickname that I gave her after I heard this song for the very first time. In my opinion, she is the little girl's voice on this song. And even though she's my sister, in this story, I felt like I was the big uncle. So to my favorite person, Slick Rick the Ruler, this one's for you. I love you.
All right, you can get to bed. I get to sleep. You all suck this? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore the garments and lived like love, laws were stern and justice good, and people were behind the light, they ought to go to lift a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. He used to have it on and make some cash, robbing old folks and making a dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob on Anna, was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, be chill, boy, no need to panic. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. The little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The bat was sent straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought too big off. Thousands of years if I pulled this trigger. So he cold ass and ran around a box car radio and to one of the lady cops. He ran by a tree, there he saw his sister. Shot for the head, he shot back when he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed, really was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building, ran up the stairs up to the top floor, opened up a door there, guess who he saw? James, the dope beast shooting dope, who don't know the meaning of war, so doing so, he said. I mean, foolish, hurry up, run, the dope beast brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside when there were cops all over, then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova, raced up the block to an 83, crashed into a tree near University, escaped alive, though the car.
Now, today is Friday, and I want you to stop. I want you to breathe. I want you to relax. Number one, you made it through the week. Some of us even thought yesterday was Friday. I've had two people that reached out to me who thought Wednesday was Friday. Fuck y'all. We made it to Friday. But before we do anything else, let me stop. I mean, let me give a shout-out to my beautiful co-host, my beautiful production manager, my staff, my team. I want to tell y'all and all the people who work in the background, our sponsors, our vendors, all the different people who make this go, FBB Catering, Spirit, Goddess Sleep Cleaning, Tailored Services, Inspirations, Crown, Education, Learning, the Mama, a Monkey, a Billy Goat, a Bear, a Partner to the Therapy. Right? Because I want to, before I go, to smooth the fuck off tonight, because understand I am about to go smooth the fuck off tonight. So y'all might want to go ahead and get y'all seat, pull them up close. If your spouse ain't shit, tell them to come in because I'm talking about them. If your parents ain't shit, tell them to come in because I'm talking about them. Y'all already know how I feel. Fuck them kids. Because fuck them kids. If you don't like your in-laws, I'm the person that'll help. If you want, I mean, if you actually want to fly the cousin or three, I'm all for it. I'm all about, let me take this gun, tap on your window, because I feel what the fuck I feel. And because, understand, we are releasing, we are venting, we are meditating, and we're becoming tranquil because some of y'all lied to us. Some of y'all lied on us. Some of y'all still, you know what I want y'all to do? Matter of fact, let's do this, right? Let's do this. If in 2019 to 2022, you was balling off a COVID refund check and SNAP benefits, and you was having fish rods and you was turned up and you was twerking and you was able to travel because wasn't nobody really going nowhere and you was supposed to have been at sitting the fuck down. I want all y'all bitches to turn the fuck up right now. I want to keep here because I'm seeing posts on social media. Tax return ain't what it used to be. I mean, I guess it's going to be a quick hot girl. I'm seeing all of those posts now.
Not a quick hot girl.
Quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might step my toe in the water.
I want that same energy
when y'all was out here flexing. I don't need no man. I got these kids by my motherfucking self. When they felt like somebody was giving them something absolutely for free because they felt like they was getting it absolutely for free. None of them sorry motherfuckers was reading the fine print. See, all the people who got the PPP loans, I guarantee you they paying back the money right now. All those people who was getting them fake written on 100% VA disability claims, a lot of people got caught up in this CPAP procedure. And here's the crazy part. I kept telling them, y'all getting ready to get caught up. Y'all getting ready to get caught up. Y'all getting ready to get caught up. And then everybody wanted to act like I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. But I said, did you go on the website and read the fine print? Did you go print out the PDF transcribed script of what the hell they was talking about when you got excited about what you thought you was getting? Because so nobody read the word loan. Subsidized and through the Small Business Administration and the Department of Agriculture, all this money that everybody thought that they were getting absolutely the fuck free and how it was tied to different earmarks that they put in governmental and congressional city ordinances as they gave out these money. See, everybody the fuck forgot how they got these things, but everybody wants to act like they just got appreciated. But see, giving out money to go back to trucking school, nobody went to trucking school. They were giving that back. You could damn near go for free, and they were cuffing you right off that money. See, when they were helping people go back to trade schools, because they still need trades right now. Trades is at an all-time booming record because they still need trades in the United States of America. But some of y'all got so scored and so fat, y'all forgot what it felt like to work. So now they asking some of y'all to go back and do some work, and now y'all want 4 days off. Y'all want to get paid $27 an hour. Some of y'all resumes ain't worth $8 an hour, but y'all want $27 an hour to go over there just to turn them through just a little bit, but your dumb ass can't read past the fourth grade, but you still want somebody to work. I'm acceptable. Tonight is not a sermon. Tonight is, we're going to talk. I've listened to everybody speaking about the type of thing. What is it? And Mary had a little motherfucking lamb, and Rudy Poo, Rudy Doo, and Shishu. All of it does. Now, my mom said, let's lay all the receipts on the table and see how the math adds up. Because over COVID, all of y'all, they ain't even brought CTs. It's still just me talking. I'm still doing my best. You still got a few more minutes.
Okay, I got 30 seconds. Finish the financial. DJ, so I'm looking at the internet. We should be in. But understand, in this season, those who went and did what they were supposed to do, are we going to give back to our community? Yes. Are we going to help those that need help? Yes. Are we going to employ as many people as we can employ so that we can continue to make sure that there are strong things in our community? All of those who are in favor of those things, they are. Aye. Yes. All those things shall happen in the community. They will continue to happen. 501c3 will still exist. Churches will still be. Friends will still be friends. Mothers will be mothers. Daddies will be daddies. Daughters will be daughters. And all of these things, there is in between shall be. But what we are going to do is get rid of some of this fucking delusion that people are living in, and we're going to get back reality based on some shit. I understand that everybody now believes in aliens and UFOs and hoodoo and witchcraft and polygamy and polyamory and everything that we now believe in. We are Christians, we're Jews, we're saints, we're Muslims, we're everything. We have managed to become everything that we want to be. We girl and boy at the same time. We binary, non-binary, in a canary. We in a situationship. We in everything across the board, right? We're all of these things. Please tell me why in the fuck is this country having a mental health crisis? A mental health crisis. And the sad part is, prisoners are running their time.
Hey, because the cops is watching, the streets is talking, your hoes is unfaithful, your family ungrateful, your niggas ain't loyal, your niggas ain't lawyers, and everybody saw you, and they ain't sad of people.
Getting to look like Skeletor and, you know, all the other stuff that happened. I don't know that way.
Right? We still smart as work. That's this generation's way. I'm talking about like 90, like 7 to like 8. That's my way. Anything after that, that's their way. They can have every track made from Wayne after 8, that's their way. 97 to like 08, that's my way. And it's great because people can have 2 careers and still be great. He's great for what they want and what they're looking for this generation. And those of you who are growing up and you feel like you are outgrowing some of your people, it's okay. Because what you have to understand is that at some point, CJ, you grow up a little bit, and you have to understand one thing about dancing. Dancing is a very beautiful thing, but it takes a couple things. It takes 2 people.
Did it.
Recipes are dope. They travel, and also
we're not specifically in your region. And one thing about Mississippi Catering is they do have contracts for other caterers around the United States. So they can definitely plug you into somebody in your area. I'm going to play this song real quick because I am a believer. And I want y'all to understand. There are two things that I believe in a relationship that you have. There's only two things. When people get mad at me, all the dumb shit can be left alone in a relationship. If you get two things, and one of them absolutely has to be great. One. Two things for a relationship. And I got this from Dr. Phil. He sat down and he broke this down for me one day. We got an understanding. He made me understand that you can ask people to do all the things that you want, but there's two things that should absolutely be great in a relationship because everything else can be fixed. The very first thing that they have to be great at is they have to be great at effective communication with their partner. Not with the world, but with their partner. Effective communication. That means all things working properly so that they can communicate and come to an understanding or a resolution that works for that couple. Right? He said the other thing is they shouldn't get married until they know they can fuck with. So I was bamboozled because I said, wait, why would sex be number, he said, it doesn't matter what number two is. Number one will crush the rest. And people forgot how to talk to each other. We forgot how to embrace each other. We forgot how to pass love and communion back and forth between each other. It became a show-off because I could make some food and I could invite you over to eat. We began to show off because we had the best shoes, the newest outfit. You ain't nobody because you ain't got on the such and such. But this was the same people that we used to fight and make mud pies with and then go get on our bikes and ride around the neighborhood. We used to could actually have fights with each other and then still be friends at the end of the day. But we've become so traumatized, and a lot of it is our own delusions that we create. So here's the delusion that I would like for everybody to create. I want you to envision the person that you absolutely love the most. I want you to close your eyes at this moment. I'm going to cue the music. I'm going to go ahead and get it turned up. Now, that's not the song I want y'all to envision. Some of y'all might do something strange to y'all mates if y'all envision that one. So that's not the song I was getting ready to start. So we're going to start over. White, dusty, bright. Fuck, it's Friday. See, anything is possible. If you are drinking Hennessy tonight, I hope you have a partner equal to your Hennessy capability. All right? But now, let's start over. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to absolutely focus on the person that you love, that you adore, that you would either bust it open, wide open, or that you would be just attempting to just, you know, smash the inside of her. Whichever one. But I want you to get that person in mind, and I want y'all to be delusional. One moment together. Maybe I can thank you and you can thank me when I pull my
be acting like a prisoner with his brain division. Record the story, you love me down with no one. Switching the camera angle will be changed with this. Who could be the director aiming the camera down? Let me film it, be naked, the truth say, cuz. Ready for any footage you wanna get it? Gotta call nobody, it's because I see my own stuff. It's the X-ray, the version of a box property. I see he ready to strip for this. I'm gonna make it some music, it's a pet cool. It's a candidate.
Baby, don't be the strip, 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 strip. I'm a couple thousand, baby. Strip, strip, strip.
Thank you.
Where are the people who everybody thought were weak?
Where's all the people who everybody thought was precarious? See, now they're starting to put their hands up. But see, as they start to look around the crowd, they're the ones who now are sitting in the management position. See, those are the ones who are now sitting in the supervisor position. Those are now the ones that are sitting in executive board position. Those are now owners of companies. Those are the ones who now have their own fashion line because, see, nobody would talk to them. And so they had a craft, and they got into it. So they just kept practicing, and they really dwelled into their craft because, see, even though they wanted to be extroverts, society was making them become introverted because they was putting trauma on them. Then they was hurting them. Then they was laughing at them. Then they was picking at them. Then they were stealing their ideas. Then they were stealing their boyfriend's last girlfriend. Then they were stealing their baby daddy slash baby mama. Then they were stealing their husbands and their wives. Then they were stealing food off their table. Then they were stealing food off their kids' table. Then they were stealing clothes off of their kids' back. And then enough became enough, and then people started to say, wait, there was one thing when you were doing it to me. Now you're affecting what comes behind me. And then enough became enough. And then those people began to rise. And all that education, those people who were sitting at law school, those people who were sitting in medical school, those people who were working in construction, who are now facility maintenance managers, see those people who now who have background in post-secondary education, see those people who now went ahead and got degrees in behavioral science, those people who now, when they told them it was just a fad, now have studied and continue to study holistic medicine, and now they're fulfilling the community. See, all these things that they told us we want, well, they did not understand there was people like me who was going to go travel the world to help people like you guys with resources together and see not just that. Because all of those people who said these things were not positive, those were your grounded people. Ooh, you can't dream. Ooh, please don't be a visionary. Oh, my God, you crazy. Let's get you on some of this. You might need travel. You probably need travel on this. You know, let's get you some rhythm. But since you with all the ADHD medication, let's make sure you don't know how to function. Let's tell you you're not smart enough. Let's tell you you got PCOS. Let's tell you you look like a man. Let's pick at the fact that you might have a little hair up under your, under whatever. But see, what they did not tell people is most of these things that they're now getting picked at, these things have been passed down through systems of systems of systems. They have been passed down through legislation. They have been passed down through agriculture. They have been passed down through things that you buy in your store. Everything that you consume on your TV, everything that you consume in your person has a mindset to control. And then the first thing that they try to tell you, for anybody or anything that comes to speak against the normal of what you said you believe in, as soon as you do that and you say that you believe or you have the antithesis to see anything else that they doesn't say exists, you are not a problem. And I've been the problem my whole fucking life. And you know why I was the problem? Do you know what I dared to believe in? You wouldn't believe it. Because it's my guiding principle. What's my guiding principle? My number one absolute principle of all. Not business, not family, not nothing. A big BAP 101 guiding principle. And there's a couple of them, but this is the foundation. And I guarantee you, when I say it, if you've known me more than a year, you will begin to finish this statement with me, and you know it. So I'm going to say it. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to give someone an opportunity to call in and say it. And if they call in and they say it, first person that calls in and says it, they're going to get a prize. And I'm going to let you know what it is. We're going to get ready to get ready for our next segment. So if you want to call in, do come out of this commercial break. The number 319-527-6703. That's 319-527-6703. Listen, you want to call in. If you know this one, I am going to give you the opportunity. You have to say the whole thing because it is a paragraph. It's not a one line. But come in here with a one-liner and think that you just won because you said that one line is going to be cute. We're going to go ahead and let you get consolation prize of you got to get your voice on the radio and number two. But for the person who actually gets the whole thing, and if you know me, you know the whole thing. Let your manager know this speaking. I know you know that. I know you know that. You don't know what he said? It's one of my guys. You have been mentored for me for years. You know it? You sure? You positive? Matter of fact, I know it's a very, very specific phrase that I'm looking for. I'll let you give me the very first word in the phrase. The very first word.
Figured out the one person that I could call.
my phone was at 12% when I made. When I opened things, my phone was at 4%. When I turned my phone back on, I called them again. I got on the phone. I charged the next person I called. Remember that, man?
Yeah. I didn't even wake you up. You were asleep.
You and my spouse were resting comfortably. And I was stuck on the side of the road. And I didn't even call a person in the same state as me. This person was states away. Crazy as it had been, I think I had only known that person maybe 18 months.
This was really something to move away at that time.
But I trusted the integrity of that person. And I made that phone call. Now, I told that story to tell a different perspective on something. I forgot to fucking pay her back for almost 90 days. Not no by no mistake of mine. The next day, no one remembers this. The very next day, Cash App and all of the banks glitched the very next day. Remember, everybody's banking system glitched that. Because remember, this was over the weekend.
Yep.
It glitched that Sunday, and then everything was out until like Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, Fargo was up and down, Bank of America, Cash App.
Because I was working at the Wetchulacollet place. And the machines was down. We couldn't take no credit card payments at all. We had to write everything and make for a very long day.
This happened nationwide. And this was right after they had told everybody, don't take cash and don't take change anymore. Remember, because we couldn't take change and all that. Remember, COVID policy was all in place.
Yeah.
Everything was really restrictive. So how you can have access was really controlled. Understand, we're not talking about the freedoms we now got back after.
You know what, though? That's when everything switched. Can we just put a card on file for you? Can we just get a card number for you? Put it on file, then we can just run your card whenever you come in, and you don't have to, like, swipe or see a card or anything. Or just, you know. That's when that switched. COVID.
Not COVID.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I have to give this girl a shout out. This is just a personal friend of mine, and I love her dearly. But she be giving some dope shit. And one of the reasons why I started fucking Friday is because of her Friday post. And I got mad at her for the longest, but she stopped posting. So before we take this next break, this is one of my favorite friends. But this is a fun Friday sex pack. Hashtag, and she's been doing this for years. It says, a new study finds that practitioners of bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism, or BDSM, score better on a variety of personality and psychological measures than vanilla people who don't engage in unusual sexual acts. Do with that whatever you keep it. Like she's a dope individual. I love her. We're gonna take it to Miami for a little bit. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Yeah.
Give me some of your butter, because I'm right here. I want to sip my tongue on it right here.
It was love at first sight. And she couldn't help saying that she wanted to get with me, and my size was just right. But she wanted a man with a little bit cupid key that I've been around the world twice. And my name ring bells from Atlanta to Sicily, that she wanted it all night. So put the bubbles in the tub and Luda catching me.
Y'all, I was supposed to play a whole different song for that, and it's amazing because I don't think I wanted to go in the direction that I was going to go. If you have a light on where you are right now, turn it. You have candles lit, that's fine. Dim light from your phone, that's fine. If you're near your computer, that's fine. Turn off all the remaining lights. In this moment, I want you to find I want you to understand that the most powerful person ever walked is radiating all over you. You are the measure of everything that you give yourself. Your state of being, your place at work, your place within your marriage, your place within your family dynamic. It is all controlled and radiated by the energy that is intentionally radiating your feet. And I keep telling people in this season, this very season that you went, I need you to understand, be in tension until May to March 20th. Till we get ready to bring in the new year, as we get ready to have a time change, as the season begins to birth new things, as you begin to cultivate new relationships and new titles and new business ventures and new scopes of land, and as things become grasped beyond reason measure unto you. I need you to take it all in. I need you to breathe. Then I need you to breathe again. And release all hurt, harm, trauma, pain, family curses, indignity, justice, rage, anger, hormones, give all of that to the atmosphere. And then get up on Monday morning and be intentional and walk in love on purpose. Be intentional about walking in love on purpose. But there's always one caveat that I always give to talk about love. Tell the rest of them pussy ass niggas, understand, I ain't no motherfucker. We're going to take this quick commercial break. This is me and CJ's favorite turn-up song. And after we come back, we'll be saying our part of this song. Love y'all. Happy Friday.
Big head, so I did. Yeah, so I did. Big head, so